Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiewachom. Our text for reflection is 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 9 to 20. 1 Chronicles 29, 9 to 20. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. Forever, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided." Then David said to the whole assembly, "Praise the Lord your God." So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and King. My theme for reflection is recognizing God's abundant provision. Recognizing God's abundant provision. In 1 Chronicles 29:9-20, we witness a beautiful moment of collective worship and generosity. As David prepares for the construction of the temple, he leads Israel in recognizing that everything they have, wealth, power, and even the ability to give, comes from God. In a posture of humility, David acknowledges, "But who am I? And who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." David's prayer is not simply about giving material wealth. Instead, it is about recognizing that God is the true source of all blessings, and that generosity is a response to his infinite goodness. The abundance they offer is ultimately a return of what God has provided. David's reflection reminds us that everything we have, our resources, our talents, even our very lives, is a gift from God. This realization humbles us and invites us into a life of gratitude and worship, where giving becomes an act of joy rather than obligation. As we give, we are reminded that we are but stewards of God's blessings and that our generosity reflects the heart of God who has given us everything through Jesus Christ. My dear friends, in a world often driven by materialism and self-sufficiency, this passage calls us to live with open hands and grateful hearts. Just as David and the Israelites understood that their wealth and success came from God, we too must acknowledge that our possessions and achievements are not our own. This challenges us to view our lives through the lens of stewardship rather than ownership, recognizing that all we have is on loan from God. Have you ever paused to reflect on the fact that the material things you work so hard to accumulate are temporary, given to you by a gracious God? When we see life through this lens, it becomes clear how futile it is to endlessly strive for more. As the philosopher Seneca wisely observed, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." True wealth is found not in amassing possessions, but in recognizing the divine source of all we have and in using those blessings for God's purposes. Today we are invited to give generously, not only of our resources, but of our time, talents, and love. When we do so, we mirror God's grace, and our generosity becomes a means of bringing glory to Him and blessing others. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does recognizing that everything we have belongs to God change the way we view our resources and our role as stewards? Number two, in what ways can you cultivate a spirit of generosity, both in material giving and in how you offer your time and talents to others? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundant blessings you have poured into our lives. Help us to remember that everything we have comes from your hand. Give us hearts that are humble and generous, willing to offer back to you and to others with joy. May our lives reflect your grace and love, and may our giving bring glory to your name. Keep our hearts loyal to you and guide us in all that we do, just as you guided David and the people of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.